Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I thank you for the assurance that it shall be well with me. I'm grateful to you, O Lord my God, because I am assured by your Spirit in me that it shall be well with me. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please, let your resurrection power work in me and work for me continuously. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, my Heavenly Father, please, let your resurrection power continue to work in me and to work for me. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 24. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 17 to 24. I read. With the Lord's authority, I say this. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Full stop. Praise God. The Christian community, talking about the believers, the converts at Ephesus, needed to be reminded of the essence of the faith they had subscribed to. The resurrection power was in them. The Spirit of God was in them. But they also had their free will to yield or not to yield to the Spirit of God. So the Apostle Paul wrote this sacred letter to them. And that letter is also for us who are believers today. The resurrection power is in every child of God to make us different from what we used to be and to help us to be the difference that the world of sinners around us needs to see. If you are a child of God, I tell you, the power is in you. And power always makes a difference. The electric power in a flashlight, for example, may not be powerful enough to electrocute a person, but it is still powerful to light the bulb that is fitted to it. And of course, you know that the tiniest light will cut through the thickest darkness. It will always make a difference. The power in us which gives us life and eternal life also makes us to shine as light in this densely dark world. We may not walk on water yet, but the power of resurrection in us is enough to make us to live above sin. Sin should no longer have dominion over any of us because we have passed from death unto life through the resurrection power. May we receive the grace now to go out there and live the resurrected life for the world to see. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you We know that the resurrection of Jesus is real. It is real, and the world needs to see the reality in our lives, in our conduct. Lord, help us to go and live the resurrected life for the world to see, that they also may know and be convicted and be converted to the faith. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.